When 6-year-old Franco was diagnosed with an aggressive leukemia, his family was devastated.
The hair on my neck stood up. I instantly felt sick.
Specialists at Ann and Robert H. Lurie Children's Hospital of Chicago said Franco's best chance for cure was a stem cell transplant. Lurie Children's is home to the most comprehensive pediatric cancer program in Illinois and among the largest pediatric transplant centers in the nation.
You go in having this feeling of hope.
Lurie Children's specialists were able to take stem cells from Franco's big sister and successfully transplant them into his body, wiping out his leukemia.
One day he just got up on his bed and he just started dancing around. He officially had no more cancer.
This holiday season, your donation to Lurie Children's can help more kids like Franco, because every child deserves the promise of a cure. Give now at luriechildrens.org/Franco. Lurie Children's, all for your one.
It's Sam, the general manager at St. Charles Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, the home of the real deal. Sam, how'd last month's amazing employee pricing deal go?
I'm super glad you asked, Shep. Our customers love the savings so much that we're doing it again. We're calling it Employee Pricing Plus and the Big Finish event. Going on right now, every 2019 and 2020 vehicle in stock is available at Employee Pricing Plus additional rebates.
Wow, that's huge. But I wouldn't expect anything less from you, Sam.
Shep, not only is every customer getting employee pricing, you need to hurry in now because the state tax incentives are going away at the end of the year.
Oh, that's right. Tax savings are going away on December 31st. What else could you possibly say about this deal, Sam?
There's nothing left to say, Shep. Hurry in before December 31st or you'll miss the best deals and tax savings of the year.
You heard it here, folks. Get the real deal at St. Charles Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram on Main Street in St. Charles or visit stcharlescdj.com. That's stcharlescdj.com.
MSRP of in-stock units only plus tax, title, license, and doc fees.
Vicks VapoCool drops. Oh, great. A sore throat keeping me from my extremely lucrative voiceover job talking about throat drops. Thanks, universe. Might as well try these Vicks VapoCool drops. Wow, these VapoCool drops are amazing. That's not candy dressed up like a throat drop. That's a super cooling vapor power rush. It's like... Yes! Yes! I don't know where that's coming from, but yes! Vaporize sore throat pain with Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we'll help make your auto repair, maintenance, and restoration projects easier. So when your car isn't stopping like it used to, our professional parts people will help you find the brake parts and supplies you need to do the job right the first time. Now, for a limited time, get 15% off a set of Brake Best pads and two rotors. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station.
The Score! The top of the hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves' final home game of 2019 is Sunday at 3 p.m. It's a Little Debbie Sunday. The first 1,000 kids receive a Dave & Buster's game play card at the door. For tickets, visit ChicagoWolves.com.
Welcome back in on 670 The Score. It's very festive and full of love.
Ah, it's my pumpkins, man.
Oh, so it's so it's not the Christmas Time Is Here from Vince Guaraldi and the Charlie Brown.
No,
it's this one.
This is Billy Corgan.
Everything that Mark's that Mark loves is from the 90s.
That's right. The Bulls, Eddie Vedder, Smash It.
I used to be a little child.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you say something out loud and the boys hustle to bring it to you in an audio form across the glass. That's
my
producing,
guy.
Mister.
Christopher Dickens.
It's getting it done. This segment of The Score is brought to you by Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. Believing is seeing. Schedule your free consultation today. Lots of texts coming in on the White Sox. Here's one. I like these moves that the White Sox are making, but at the same time, they are starting to resemble the early 1980s teams that looked like a softball team with Kittle, Walker, Baines, Fisk. Yeah, there's a lot of boppers. There's a lot of big old bats hitting lots of home runs. You know who else has that? The Twins, who just won 100 games in your division.
You know, when the ball is juiced, that's probably a good way to build your baseball team. For whatever it's worth, that was the way that the Chicago Cubs built their team early on. The method was not to get starting pitching, as they are feeling right now, the Chicago Cubs. But the idea was to try to get everybody to hit 40 home runs in the lineup and take it from there.
Well, yes. And the difference, I mean, there's a lot of differences, but the difference here is that there's a proliferation of young arms, some of whom have developed, some of whom they're still waiting on, Ronaldo Lopez, some of whom have gotten hurt, Michael Kopech, but, and some of whom you'll be watching to look to take a step forward, Dylan Cease. But so they've got a lot of young arms, and now with the signings of Keuchel and Giolito, they've got depth. They needed home runs. They needed slug. I told you the DH numbers last time. How about just simply the team numbers? 15 teams in the American League, all right? Last year in home runs, the White Sox were 13th out of 15. 182 homers. They were 12th in OPS. In terms of slugging, they were 13th out of 15. But go back to home runs, and as you say, a home run happy league, they hit 182. The Twins hit 307. Yankees hit 306. There were 11 teams over 200. Excuse me, 12 teams over 200 in the American League alone, and the White Sox were not one of them. They need boppers, and when you sign a guy like Encarnacion, who just does it, this is what he just does as long as his body doesn't fall apart here, you're not banking on development. You're not banking on Luis Robert to come up and be great right away.
You're taking the pressure off of that is what you're doing,
sure are.
Which is great. And like we've talked about, with a one-year deal, in essence, for Encarnacion, you could pick up the option if you want for a guy that's going to be 37 in January. It feels pretty perfect. And, you know, the guy talked about the 1980s White Sox. I mean, we're not going to go back to 80s baseball, which was the running style of baseball. It is about hitting the ball over the wall at this point. Do you want to do a lineup, Spiegel? What do you go White Sox opening day lineup?
That's fun.
When they start that day. And are we going to assume, so you don't think Luis Robert will be up on opening day?
The only way he's up on opening day is if they sign him to an extension like they did with Eloy Jimenez last year. And that's entirely possible that they do that. I would actually love to see that. The motivation for Robert is not quite there as much because his contract was better than Eloy's in the minors. He's made some money, and there is already some sunk cost for the White Sox in that sense. But I would love to see him up as soon as possible, especially given how bad Eloy is in left. Eloy, this is who you're playing next to for the next 5 years. Get used to it. Get comfortable.
Yeah, Eloy, yeah. Last year, and I had to remind myself of this too, that Eloy did sign the 8-year, $75 million deal. There has been talk that Luis Robert may do an 8-year, $80 to $90 million deal, which would make him a cinch for the roster on opening day. But if he's not there, who's your leadoff hitter on this team? Is it do you put that pressure on Nick Madrigal?
He won't be here at the beginning.
You don't
either.
Think he will be?
No, I think they'll both be delayed, just like you've seen.
Okay, all right.
Just
same
like you've
scam.
Seen.
Okay.
It's a scam.
Yeah.
Just like you've seen with Bryant.
Same scam. Same.
Ronald Acuna Jr. in Atlanta. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. in Toronto. They're not going to wait until the summer when it would be like the Super 2 status, but they will wait until, late April, early May, so they can get that extra year of control, and they should. They should. It's in the rules. You're allowed to do it. I get it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to, with Robert, I could argue that they shouldn't because they've already paid him a bunch of money and because you're in win now mode. So
These
decisions are going to be very much under a microscope. If I were them, I'd go to Robert and work out an extension so you can just bring him up. But, you know.
And if Chris Bryant wins his grievance, then all bets are off, right? Yeah. Doesn't that mean that? Like, wouldn't. If he does, I don't think he's going to. I don't think Bryant's actually going to win this grievance.
It would
turn
the entire league upside down.
Then the Sox couldn't do that. Then you probably would see, or maybe you would see Madrigal there on opening day. Maybe you would see Luis Robert there on opening day, right?
I think
isn't that what that would mean?
I think the benefit of having young guys like that in a lineup that is now feeling pretty stacked is that you can hit Madrigal and Robert in the bottom third of the lineup when they come up.
Probably, yeah.
Pressure off.
You don't need to put that pressure on those guys.
I think you lead off with Tim Anderson for now.
Okay. Moncada second.
I would go Moncada second. Yeah. I would lead off with Tim Anderson. I know that some people think there's going to be regression there because it was a very high batting average of balls in play. To help with his high batting average, he does not walk nearly at all. But go ahead and reward your excellent young player, for starters, by having him up at one. If he's not one, he ought to be two, where he will be learning bat control and hopefully being learning to be a little bit more patient with some big bats behind him. If you want to tell me Moncada one and Anderson two,
that's cool too, right?
I'm game with that. But I think those guys are one and two.
And then Abreu third or Jimenez third?
Abreu will get the respect third, and I'm okay with that because of how good he is with runners in scoring position.
Yeah.
He's terrific, and he adjusts, and the numbers back it up. So, yeah, I'm Anderson, Moncada, Abreu.
Okay.
Or Moncada, Anderson, Abreu.
Eloy, cleanup. Yeah.
I go Eloy, cleanup.
Edwin?
No, I go Grandal.
Grandal, okay.
I go Grandal 5.
Okay.
I go Grandal 5 because he is more in his prime than Edwin, coming off a huge year. And he and Abreu are going to be, you know, soulmates in a lot of good ways. And Grandal is just extremely savvy. Yeah, I go Grandal 5 and then Edwin 6.
Okay. And then it gets a little bit trickier. Then we have to work in
Nomar Mazara is down there at 7 where he belongs.
And if it's not Madrigal starting at second base, who is your starting second baseman?
Lurie Garcia.
Yeah, I suppose it would be Lurie.
Lurie Garcia.
That's all right.
As your starting second baseman. Unless they go out and they get a second baseman, which is entirely possible.
Yeah.
And then center, right?
Yeah. Until
Robert gets here.
Oh, could it be Engel?
Probably Adam Engel.
Adam Engel.
Most likely it'll be Adam Engel starting in center.
Right.
So, yeah. So be Adam Engel in your center field, playing a terrific, solid defensive center field and being your nine hitter
right.
for a little while.
And it'd be adorable if he hit, but we know he's not going to hit necessarily, but that's another part of things falling into place for the White Sox with the signings that they made, that eventually, and in short order, you're not going to depend on Adam Engel to be a guy starting 4 days a week, that he's going to be a perfect, perfect replacement outfielder.
Fifth outfielder for me.
Absolutely.
On a great team, he's a fifth outfielder.
Come in late in certain games and spell Eloy Jimenez or whomever that, you know, because it's not right now. You're right. The way it's shaping up right now, it's not a good outfield.
Defensively, there are a lot of options of people who could play center field for you to start and then be a fourth outfielder.
Exactly.
Kevin Pillar, the former Toronto Blue Jay, former Giant, who is a terrific defensive outfielder, could play center for you at the start and then be a fourth outfielder for you. I know that's another right-handed bat. But there are other guys out there, some folks to consider in that way. You want to go lefty and John Jay super cheap again just to have another bat out there for a moment. He's a very good clubhouse guy.
He's still around.
Okay. There.
There's another guy.
But there's options. There's things you could do still free agency without making it a bigger name. Let's go to the phone lines real quick here. 312-644-6767. Kendall is in Naperville and has been holding and is now on 670 The Score. Hello, Kendall.
Hey guys, let me make an argument against Castellanos to the Sox. You know, of course you want him, right? He's a good player. But I don't want the Sox to do anything that's going to preclude them from extending their young core beyond a 5-year window, right? And I think you get a guy like Castellanos and you give him the kind of money that he's going to demand, that might price you out of extending Moncada, who I think is going to be an absolute star. So my priority for the Sox would be to extend this young core sooner than later, because I think they got enough pieces to be competitive now. And I don't want to happen to them what's happened to the Cubs, where the two best players of the Cubs young core, they're not going to be able to keep past their rookie contract. They're going to have to choose between Bryant and Baez because they signed some awful free agents.
Yeah, no, it's true, Kendall. And the White Sox history, with Rick Hahn especially, has been aggressively signing their own guys to extremely team-friendly extensions. And it has worked well in the Chris Sale sense and the Jose Quintana sense in terms of their tradability. Now with Jimenez and that early extension, Tim Anderson is an incredibly cheap contract.
Yeah, well, and we talked about Eloy. He's been extended. Eloy is around for 7 years.
Yeah.
Signed that deal at the beginning of last year. So really, when you talk about extending and putting money into the core, and I get it, it's a good idea. Who are we talking about here? Yoan Moncada?
Talking about Moncada.
Is that it?
If you're sold, it's a breakout year for him.
Well, so him and Anderson, right? Who else?
No, Anderson signed.
Okay. Anderson did the same thing
Anderson,
that Aloy did.
Anderson's deal. Look up Anderson's deal, would you, for me, Chris Dickens? It's unbelievable.
So all we're talking about is Moncada, then, what we're talking about.
I want to say the total on Anderson's deal was like 7 years, $21 million, something like that, for a shortstop batting champ.
Yeah, so I get
a stalwart in the community.
Six-year, $25 million. Contract extension.
6 year, $25 million extension.
Signed when?
2 years ago.
2 years ago. Okay. So
March
of 2017.
Yeah. So, all right. So he's played 2 years. So he's got four more years of that at incredible manageability. He is an absolute icon in the community and for your team in Chicago. Did you see what he did on Christmas Day? Scott Merkin wrote it up. It was so cool. Like they found somebody, they found a couple families that they could benefit, and they went and picked up this kid and brought him to the ballpark, and he met his hero, Tim Anderson, and oh, by the way, they showered him with Christmas gifts and stuff like this. Tim Anderson's very, very active.
That's awesome.
As well as being excellent and being vocal and fun, the way he talks about the game, and a bat-flipping champ.
Yeah, from the texter, yeah. Giolito didn't die, right? Well played, texter. You're right. That is another guy in the core.
There you go.
That maybe will need to eventually be extended. So, Moncada and Giolito in that vein, I don't think that would preclude you, to use the callers, where that would preclude you from going out and getting Nick Castellanos. Because like I said earlier, you've done some really good deals here in the offseason, but you still haven't done the massive, big money, really all-in John Lester type of move.
Don't need to.
I don't think there's anybody out there that's worth that right now. And so Castellanos is not your guy that they're going to do.
They already got Keuchel at cost efficiency for just 3 years. They already got Grandal at a very acceptable rate in terms of MLB for a catcher who can hit bombs. It's actually pretty efficient the way they've added money to the roster. And this deal for Encarnacion, 1 year at $12 million with an option for another year at $12 million with no buyout at all. If he sucks, you just move right along. If he breaks down, you just move right along. I don't think they have to lock themselves in to a big money multi-year target in addition to what they've done so far.
So you guys think that as
Pilar, Corey Dickerson, guys like that, if you want one more out.
So they're a playoff team right now, you guys think. Like they're into the postseason, they could win a series in the playoffs this year with what they have right now.
No, I do want to look for some of that development of some of those young guys. You're just not banking on it to be decent. If you do get development, if Eloy is a 40 homer guy, if Luis Robert is fast and powerful and can hold his own here at the top, if Madrigal is a contest, like if those things happen, then you could challenge for the division. But right now, I think they're a second place team with a bullet. And I said third place before the Encarnacion signing. You know, after the Keuchel signing, I thought real good third place team. But I don't know, man. Edwin at a standard Edwin rate really elevates them.
Yeah, I just think that you guys are thinking too efficiently, maybe thinking along the lines of the way you think the White Sox are thinking. We got to be efficient. We don't want to spend too much money. I think that to really consider winning, and maybe it's not. Maybe it's not Castellanos, but I think the point is that you still have to get that biggie and hope that the guys that are developing continue to do that.
This hour on the Score is brought to you by Hawthorne Racecourse. More horses, more races, more action. Some more White Sox talk with James Fegan of the Athletic. That's next on 670 The Score.
This is Chicago's number one sports station, dominating Chicago sports talk for nearly three decades. 670 The Score is Chicago sports. Chicago sports is 670 The Score. Radio.com sports station.
CBS Sports Minute. It's a rivalry you thought you always wanted, but you never knew. Clippers-Lakers, you got to see it on Christmas night, and yeah, I know, the regular season doesn't mean anything, but you'll get to see it in May. And what both those teams have, that what's going to make it fun in May, is heart. The Houston Rockets don't have it. The Lakers do. The Clippers do. And now they battle for LA in the same building. A preview last night, we'll get to see it in May. And I always wonder now, well, is Clipper basketball dead? The old, terrible Clipper basketball. Donald Sterling, terrible draft choices. Not really caring whatsoever, but then I can just go up the road and see the LA Chargers. An owner that doesn't care, people who have to use the silent count at home, and now it makes it that much easier for everybody who wanted to see football but also wanted to take a vacation. Yep, the Clippers aren't dead. At least the spirit of the Clippers aren't dead. They just switched sports. I'm Ken Carmen.
Head clogged with sinus pressure, congestion, and a stuffy nose? The worst. But you can get fast relief from Vicks Sinex Nasal Spray.
Riverfront Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram says time's running out to beat the tax man and get full value for your trade. After 2019, you'll only get a tax savings on up to $10,000. That's right, only $10,000. So if your trade is worth more than $10,000, you lose. Buy a new vehicle before January 1st and you receive employee pricing plus at the Big Finish event plus exclusive 30th anniversary savings. Get more for less at Riverfront Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in North Aurora and buy at Riverfront.com.
Chrysler builds the vehicles. Riverfront delivers the experience.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The holidays truly are a magical time of the year. But unfortunately, after the parties are over and the decorations are down, so much is left on the credit cards. Don't get stuck paying 20% interest rates on the credit cards when you can pay it all off today with a cash-out refinance. There's never any out-of-pocket cost, and you can skip 2 full months of mortgage payments. The 5-minute loan approval only available at TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Hey, college football fans. Bowl season is back, and Chipotle is making sure bowl fans don't miss a play with free delivery every time you order from the app or online through January 6th. Your team win when you eat a burrito bowl? Order away. Craving a burrito with steak and chicken? Make it yours without moving from the couch, because where you sit makes your team score. Just download the Chipotle app and place that order. All bowl season long, watch the bowl, order the bowl, eat the bowl. Score free delivery from the app or online with Chipotle.
It's one giant man carry sale. It's one giant Jeep sale. It's one giant Ram sale. And it's for 3 days only. Now through Saturday. Take $10,000 off MSRP on new Jeeps. Take $12,000 off new Rams. Get 0% financing and make no payments till spring. 1,000 factory cars on display for immediate delivery. Cherokees, Grand Cherokee Limiteds, SRTs, Overlands, Wranglers, Ram 1500s, 2500s, and more. You will drive home today with the best Jeep deal. You will drive home today with the best Ram truck deal. $10,000 off new Jeeps, $12,000 off new Rams, 0% financing, and make no payments till spring. Don't forget, trade in now before the new tax law change on January 1st. Hurry! This giant man carry sale will all end Saturday. Man carries Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 95th Street in Oak Lawn. MSRP mean I mean price of each vehicle sold in trade area on select models includes all rebates plus tax, title, license, and dock fee.
Intern, the holidays are a time for giving.
Hey, Paul, I got you something.
Oh, thanks. That reminds me, you can give your family the gift of savings with both an unlimited plan
and the powerful new iPhone 11 with an amazing all-new camera system included
for just $35 a month when you switch.
Whoa, what a deal.
It's great, isn't it? And Sprint has a 100% total satisfaction guarantee, so you and your family can try out the network and see the savings for yourself.
Whoa! Your gift. Now open it.
Is it the iPhone 11?
How'd you guess?
Switch and get both an unlimited plan and the new iPhone 11 included for just $35 per month. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today. iPhone 11 64GB, $15 per month after $14.70 per month. Credit applied within 2 bills. Requires new line with 18-month lease and approved credit. If you cancel early, your main balance due. Unlimited basic with 5 lines after $131.21. Pay $32 per month per line with autopay. Guarantee applies to new lines for 30 days. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Precludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, 30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
The Toyota Fan is on at Toyota of Lincolnwood and Toyota of Lincoln Park. It's the year-end sale. Lease a new 2020 Corolla LE for just $99 a month. 36-month lease, no security deposit with approved credit. Fits 517 to its signing, plus first payment tax title license, 179.81 dealer dock fee, ends 1-2-20.
Overhead is killing us. What are we doing to save money?
Oh, we talked to ComEd.
Okay.
Yeah, they're helping us lower our energy costs.
Okay.
We get incentives from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program to complete projects that help us use less energy.
Now you sound like the boss.
I am the boss.
Yes, you are.
Oh, by the way.
Yes?
You're in my parking spot.
Save money and energy like a boss. Visit ComEd.com/likeaboss. ComEd, powering lives. Funded in compliance with state law.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Edwin Encarnacion is a lifetime guaranteed slugger. I mean, almost from the beginning of his days, he's hit the ball out of the ballpark, and I don't think he's going to stop doing that anytime soon. For all the people who think that he might get old in the one-year contract with the one-year option that the Sox signed him to, which, by the way, I believe is a great contract. But bringing in a guy who probably will hit 40 home runs this year, that's a huge plus for everybody in that lineup.
That is White Sox announcer Steve Stone. Last night on the White Sox Talk podcast with our friend Chuck Garfine, Ryan McGuffey, and Stoney talking about the Christmas Day signing of Edwin Encarnacion. That means between healthy servings, one would hope, of ham, mashed potatoes, biscuits, or the Hawaiian rolls.
Oh, the Hawaiian rolls.
Right?
Oh, my God, with, like, real butter.
I don't know what was available at the Christmas spread for James Fegan of The Athletic, but between plates, he had to file a column, and it's a good one, over at The Athletic about the signing of Edwin Encarnacion. So first things first, if there were biscuits or Hawaiian rolls, which way are you going, James?
I mean, I loaded up on so many different types of potatoes that I didn't even get a chance to, like, really eat any bread. So I guess, like, eating, like, three different types of cake kind of cancels it out.
Yeah.
I'm not a nutritionist.
As long as your carb intake was where it needs to be on Christmas.
It's very important.
You know, 300% daily value, yeah.
That's where we're looking. Well, it's a lot of value from Edwin Encarnacion right here for the White Sox. It is a terrific contract. I agree with Stoney. 12 mil for 1 year and then the option with no buyout on the back end. But I love how you termed it naked aggression of this move. The naked aggression of this move. Give some context to that for our listeners.
Well, it's like, what's the purpose of this move? You know, there's other moves that are like, you know, we project this guy out multiple years, so he can, you know, help our framing down the road. He'll be good in 2021 as well. This move is really just all about, like, let's make this team better. And it's not like, oh, we need someone to eat innings to, you know, take the load off of Rick Renteria and make this team function, or we need some, like, defensive flexibility or whatnot. This is just, let's add a big old good hitter onto the lineup. Like, they could have mixed and matched DH-wise with Grandal and McCann and use some Zach Collins action in there and probably piecemeal together a better DH situation than last year. But they just decided to add, like, a huge, you know, extremely proven hitter into the mix, seemingly just for the heck of it. And I feel like that's probably the most, like, I don't know if Dallas Keuchel, I don't think he's the best starter on the market or anything like that. And I don't necessarily know if this is, like, the most, like, flexible roster they've ever built. But they just kind of in both cases just added, like, a guy who just makes the team better, and they didn't worry about efficiency or having the absolute most perfect fit, but just seeming like, let's just do something aggressive that makes the 2020 team a more watchable product. It's almost like the gestures of these moves are as impactful to probably a fan base that's watched the team rebuild for 3 years than even improving the team just on a pure, like, you know, wins above replacement fashion.
So you say more watchable, that would not suggest necessarily playoff team, though. Do you think there's a playoff team with these additions?
I think it's probably a big step to say a team that's starting center fielder and starting second baseman for the majority of the year have zero major league experience, and much of the rotation, I mean, look at Dylan Cease and Ronaldo Lopez, had ERAs over 5 last year, and Michael Kopech didn't pitch at all. To just say, as much as we all know the talent level present there, and we all think that those are good pieces to probably stock in and give time to, and good long-term assets, to just say that they're going to be good without any kind of hiccups or any bruises, or say that they're as proven as a team like the Twins, who legitimately won 101 games last season, I think it's a big stretch. I think you can definitely start staking out that this is a team that should improve by 10 wins or more from last season, and that's a big thing to accomplish in one off season. But that's still a 72-win team. So I think it's still a little ambitious to say this is going to be upper stratosphere of the American League and playing the playoffs. I think that they have that ceiling. I think they have the talent for everything to click, and that could be a possibility, but I don't think I would judge this team a failure if they won 85 games and didn't make the playoffs, because they've done a lot to materially improve themselves.
James, there's some problems with the roster, some quibbles that you can have, and I do it, even in terms of this signing. You got a lot of DHs who are going to be having gloves out there, you know, and as you know, in terms of that big picture, Andrew Vaughn eventually is going to be here, and he doesn't have a spot. Zach Collins is somebody you thought could hit at the big leagues. He has virtually no spot right here right now, and Encarnacion can only play first or DH. Do you think there's another move here? Is there a defensive outfielder move here? Somebody who could play a little bit before Luis Robert comes up? Is there one left to go?
I don't know if you'd put like another defense. Like I could see a role or adding a player who can hit left-handers a bit in right field. I would do stuff more to enable you to use Adam Engel and Larry Garcia as defensive guys who kind of move around more than I would add somebody whose bread and butter is just playing defense without much offensive contribution on top of them. It feels like just getting, like signing Kevin Pillar to just be a slightly better Adam Engel. I don't see a ton of utility in that. I think stake the entire offseason around like Adam Engel being better utilized, but that'd be one of the benefits is you've had guys who are very much specialists, and Yelmer Sanchez would probably qualify this if he was still with the organization, of guys who have been really like, oh, they'd be a good nine hitter on a good team, and those guys have been filling out three or four spots of the batting order. Now you kind of have the role to mix them around if you add, say, someone to pair in the platoon with Nomar Mazara. A name I've thrown out is Guillermo Heredia, just because mostly because no one's thinking of him, and I feel like I'm cool and insider when I cite him. But it's someone who's low cost who can solve the function of, hitting left-handers for a very, limited investment, and also free you up to use Engel and Larry Garcia as a fourth outfielder. And pretty much anything you throw at second base that allows you to move Larry Garcia as a utility man, I think, would have some purpose. But really, I think the best setup of this roster is when you have Madrigal and Robert up, and then you can move those two guys around as you will. So I think any move that I can do to accelerate that, and maybe look into extensions so they don't have to deal with this headache of a placeholder, would probably be better for just figuring out the fit of this roster long term.
Do you think that's it in terms of the big signings? Because we're throwing around the possibilities of a Nick Castellanos or a Yasiel Puig type of guy. Is that it?
I feel like it is. I mean, certainly there's room to invest in the bullpen. I don't love the bullpen free agent crop, but if I'm Yasiel Puig or Nicholas Castellanos' agent, I'm kind of looking at this roster and wondering, like, is there full-time playing? Are there full-time at-bats for my client here? Is this really the best situation for him to build his value or where he's going to be happy? I mean, Castellanos would be a perfect platoon partner with Mazara, because Castellanos has just absolutely annihilated lefties for his entire career. But where are his at-bats going to be coming from against right-handed starters? It'd be great to have someone that talented on in a 200 plate appearance role, but he's really a guy who can command a starting role somewhere else and for a major contract. I don't know if he'd really want to be kind of a Swiss Army knife, bouncing between DH and right field, but only in very situational situations, if that's a new baseball term.
Sure.
It doesn't seem like a perfect fit for someone of that caliber.
Yeah, that makes sense, the way you talked about Engel and Garcia as your malleable defensive guys who you can bounce around. So go ahead and get yourself another bat that makes sense. Have you heard anything about a contract extension being discussed with Robert? It would make sense based on the way they do things. They've been very aggressive at trying to sign their young guys for team-friendly deals, and it's worked to their benefit for a long time now.
I don't have anything firm on it. Like, I think it was James Fox of Future Sox who put that up there, but it makes all the sense in the world, and it follows the pattern of behavior that they've been following for years now. I think it's going to be hard to do that. I think it's probably the least financially motivated candidate that they've had of all the kind of early extensions that they've put out there. But it's something where at this point they've signaled such a switch in their thinking and that they're going to be aggressive for 2020. I feel like kind of going through this whole process of basically managing for 2026 a little bit with Luis Robert is probably not something they want to do in the public sphere. And that will motivate the Sox to kind of get this done get this team kind of rolling in the direction they want to clearly signal that they are moving towards as soon as possible.
So if they don't get the extension done with Luis Robert and, let's say, same deal for Nick Madrigal, is there any chance that either or both of those guys is on the opening day roster for the White Sox this year?
I would have a hard time seeing it. It's certainly been a hurdle before, but they're definitely going to probably – they're going to be the best center fielder and second baseman in camp. So it's definitely a situation with the coaching staff wanting to move forward that I think there'll be a lot of motivation to do that. I have a hard time still seeing that they would pull the trigger and take away the year of service time. And I'm not really anticipating the Chris Bryant decision to really like change the landscape in some major way. So yeah, I would have a hard time seeing it.
All right, so to put the outfield to bed, let me be on record. I really like the idea of Yasiel Puig. I think it'd be so much fun, too, James, to have that guy and that personality.
And with Aloy.
And like Guillermo Heredia, who you mentioned, we've got a Cuban connection here, and that can just help stabilize things as everybody follows Jose Abreu to the promised land. But let me ask you, those were Grandal's words, by the way. Let me ask you about the rotation. Now that Keuchel and Giolito here, it kind of beautifully takes the pressure off the returns of both Michael Kopech and Carlos Rodon in terms of needing, you know, needing the very top of what they can do to help you complete the rotation. Those guys are in a pretty good spot. Could you see either of them being used in the bullpen eventually this year, as, you know, if they are a good team, if they are a team looking at fighting for a wild card or better, could you see either of those guys being used in the pen if the rotation feels pretty set?
I see it as somewhat unlikely. Well, here's the scenario I'd map out. Kopech probably would be capped around 160, 170 innings this year. I feel like it's most, like, Kopech is basically, I still feel, the highest ceiling starter you have in the organization. So I'd be kind of hesitant to move him off of that in any real fashion. And I would see more like, you know, something similar to Dylan Cease, where he got a late start to the year and didn't pitch much in spring training, so they could really manage his workload and not have to shut him down at the end of the season. And that, you know, because Cease has not pitched over 140 innings as a professional yet either, I'd see something similar for him even possibly. So I think more like managing starts or skipping starts or, mm-hmm. or giving them like a super long all-star break like Dylan Cease had this past season would be more the recipe I would see for Kopech rather than just straight up moving him to the pen. Now, if we're in late July and when Rodon is supposed to come back after the all-star break or, you know, in August, depending on what the rotation looks like, you know, if, you know, somehow by the baseball gods, you have like five or six functioning starters who are healthy and productive by the time Rodon is coming back, then maybe you talk about like, well, it's this TJ rehab year and we don't want to overload him and we kind of are full up in the rotation. Let's, you know, work him in, you know, medium 2 to 3 inning stints out of the bullpen as we kind of like gradually bring him back. But, you know, come next season, he'll start again. That seems more like something that could possibly happen rather than we're going to take a guy who's developing as a starter and we're going to kind of truncate that a little bit and move him around and kind of bounce him between roles. I feel like they'll be very reticent to really kind of experiment too much with Kopech other than just straight starting him. And, you know, maybe you manage his innings a bit more. Maybe you, you know, keep him on like a shorter 5-inning leash a bit to kind of keep him lengthened out throughout the year and do something similar to Cease and maybe do a 6-man rotation. But I think it'd be weird to kind of put him, because the bullpen like workload schedules can really be kind of brutal if you don't manage it right. It can be a lot of a back-to-back or back-to-back-to-back days. And I don't think they'd want to commit him to that.
Do you feel like you got a pretty good idea of who Ronaldo Lopez is at this point, or no?
You know, I would have thought that after last season, and then this season came about, and it was kind of a, you know, a head trip most of the time.
Right.
I think he's definitely the guy in the rotation you could say, or you'd be the first to say about, as opposed to Cease or Kopech, and be like, you know, we've been trying this for a bit, and we've seen a lot of great talent, but we also haven't seen starter-level consistency. We think this will be really good out of the bullpen. I would think he's closer to that level of designation of being, if, you know, the first month or two of 2020 is going like, you know, the say first month or two last year, you'd be like, let's make a move. Let's shift into that. We're not closing the door on starting ever again, but, you know, at this point, you've earned this with your performance. So, yeah, I see the argument a little bit, but also it's just kind of been maddeningly inconsistent is the general watchword. I don't really know what to expect from him. Is probably how I'd sum it up.
You know, every time it comes up, we hear from some listeners who reference some long ago rumor of a Yasiel Puig, Jose Abreu beef, or just them not getting along. And I don't know. I mean, Puig has upset people his entire life and career.
Beefs with most people.
Yeah, most people. But he seems so. So odd and yet harmless to me. When you really dig under the surface and you look at it there, most teammates have kind of enjoyed him. Have you ever heard about any issues at all with Abreu and Puig?
I mean, nothing that would be like firm and I would base like an actual conclusion off of it. Yeah, it's been gossip, but you know, it's hard to imagine Jose Abreu having like a beef with anybody. I don't like, if I think if I ran up to Abreu in the locker room and shoved him, like, he'd probably forgive me pretty quickly, even if he'd be sort of weirded out. It's not something I've heard in a super firm fashion where like, absolutely, Puig will never come here because there's some sort of a, you know, war between them. Abreu seems like a pretty chill dude who doesn't really have a firm enemies throughout the game.
Well, you know what, Pedro Strop is a super super nice guy too, and they had a major beef last year when Strope wouldn't pitch to him because of the scenario that they were in, and Puig was daring him to. And then basically after the game, Pedro Strope called him an idiot.
Yes,
and he said
did.
Everybody around Major League knows that he is an idiot.
Yeah,
so
that
I
was
don't
sad.
Know.
That was unfortunate for Strope, I thought. We don't call somebody out in that way.
Right. And to say everybody knows that he's an idiot. I mean, you know what he seems like to me? He just seems like a goofball. That's it. You know what I mean? Like, and that can be considered a bad thing, but for the talent is talent, and hook him up for a few years here, and I think that he could survive in that outfield.
I mean, every baseball player probably has 5 to 10 guys that they feel like are an idiot on their roster at any given time, and just kind of cool with it. I think that's like
idiot.
Profession.
Yeah, no, I think that's true, and for a radio station as well. The so as we let you go, a couple names you've heard about for the bullpen. Will Harris is out there still. Bad World Series moment for Will Harris, but a pretty great recent couple of years. Former White Sox pitcher Daniel Hudson was terrific for the Nationals down the stretch, and he's still waiting around for a deal. What names have you heard?
I haven't really heard anything specific. I mean, Craig Stamen was like a name that was out there that kind of fits their mold of sinker baller and getting lots of ground balls. I mean, their entire bullpen last year was a lot of like ground ball oriented guys and kind of avoiding the homer prone nature of White Sox Park. Bummer and Marshall and Colome had a lot of success doing that. So someone like Stamen or Kinsler, who kind of operates the same way, it's all a lot of like, it's either very middle relief type of options or guys who have been pretty good but are north of 35 at this point. So I feel like it's all very, try your pick of who you think is worth a one-year flyer. I think they'll be pretty active on minor league deals and non-roster invites and basically trying to repeat the Evan Marshall route from last season.
There you go. Well, they found Evan Marshall from the right side. Got Aaron Bummer, awfully good from the left side.
I love Aaron Bummer.
And I'm glad they kept Colome. Now, with this profile of what kind of team they are, it makes all the sense in the world to not have to worry about closer. So, James, thank you so much for the time, man. Appreciate it. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and keep up the great work.
All right, thanks for having me.
You got it. It's James Fegan of The Athletic on 670 The Score.
Bummer can close, too.
Good.
I mean, in a pinch if you need him. So I thought it was interesting what he said, that basically the Sox have become more watchable. So, you know, like a Barry Rosner book that's readable, the White Sox are suddenly watchable. So he's not going crazy saying that this team is necessarily going to explode into the postseason, but they're watchable, White Sox fans.
Oh, extremely so. Yeah. Extremely so. Top of the hour, we'll talk to our buddy, Jay Zawoski, because some news has broken about the Chicago Blackhawks. Brent Seabrook is out for the year. He's going to have surgery, get this, Mark Grody, on his right shoulder, but also each hip, both hips, he's going to have surgery on in 2020.
Ooh, that's old guy stuff.
That is, I believe Patrick Sharp had surgery on both hips and did not last long after that. You have surgery on both hips. My goodness.
Right.
That horrific contract. But it's long-term injured reserve for both DeHaan and Seabrook. We'll talk about that at the top of the hour with Jay. Your phone calls and texts before that at 670-11. That's the text line. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. Bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Join Northwestern Basketball at the new Walsh Ryan Arena this season. Home opponents include Nebraska, Iowa, Ohio State, Michigan, and Purdue. Single game tickets to see Chicago's Big Ten team are on sale now at NUSports.com. And this hour is brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Looking for plumbing and heating supplies? Don't fumble away your time and money with those other places. Go to supplyhouse.com. Next day delivery, industry low prices, and replacement parts you can't find anywhere else. Supplyhouse.com, your online supplier for plumbing, heating, and HVAC. Take it to the house, supplyhouse.com.
When breaking sports news happens on The Score, it's brought to you by Quip. Go to getquip.com/2019 and get your first refill pack for free.
30 million people come down with the flu every year. It could be you or your family. The best way to tell if it's a cold or the flu is by taking your temperature. And no one does that better than the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Learn more at exergen.com.
Want a great deal on brake repair? Go to CarX Tire and Auto and get premium quality brake pads installed from only $99. That's right, $99. CarX Tire and Auto. We stand behind our service work and in front of our brake jobs. At participating locations, see manager for details.
At Freeway Ford, they only speak one language, trucks. Of course, they're fluent in its many dialects, including parts, service, and finance. Freeway Ford has huge savings on their entire in-stock inventory, including Super Duty trucks with dumps, stake and service bodies, F-650s and 750s with transit box fans. They also have many varieties of used work trucks available. But now, to take advantage of the Section 179 tax savings, hurry in to claim your 2019 deduction. Visit FreewayFordTrucks.com and see why they're the Super Duty HQ of Chicagoland.
When you hear the word cancer, the first thing you think is he going to survive it?
When 6-year-old Franco was diagnosed with an aggressive leukemia, his family was devastated.
The hair on my neck stood up. I instantly felt sick.
Specialists at Ann and Robert H. Lurie Children's Hospital of Chicago said Franco's best chance for cure was a stem cell transplant. Lurie Children's is home to the most comprehensive pediatric cancer program in Illinois and among the largest pediatric transplant centers in the nation.
You go in having this feeling of hope.
Lurie Children's specialists were able to take stem cells from Franco's big sister and successfully transplant them into his body, wiping out his leukemia.
One day he just got up on his bed and he just started dancing around. He officially had no more cancer.
This holiday season, your donation to Lurie Children's can help more kids like Franco, because every child deserves the promise of a cure. Give now at luriechildrens.org/Franco. Lurie Children's, all for your one.
Kids, 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
Hurry! It's your last chance to donate for 2019. Donate now at carsforkids.org. That's cars with a K. Pick up is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and a tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Hurry! It's your last chance to donate for 2019.
Okay, you know how it feels when you've saved enough for that long-awaited home addition? Now imagine an addition on that addition. Whoa. That's the feeling with Capital One, where a new savings account earns an interest rate 5 times the national average. That's right, 5 times, as represented by 5 times more singers. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA, member FDIC.
Excuse me, are you the wisest person in the world?
I am.
I have searched all over and climbed this mountain to find you. How does one achieve inner peace?
By letting go of the things we no longer use and selling them.
You mean like a garage sale?
Garage sales bring only pain. You seek Mercari.
Ooh, is that a mantra?
No. Mercari is a selling app. It's fast and easy. Take a few pics, add a description, and your path to freedom awaits.
Oh, your wisdom is sound.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I know.
You can find Mercari on the app stores or Mercari.com.
Excellence has a new address. Rush Oakbrook, a stunning 100,000 square foot healthcare facility unlike anything of its kind in the western suburbs. Located at York Road and 22nd Street, Rush Oakbrook offers same-day primary care appointments, nearly 20 medical specialties, outpatient surgery, imaging services, lab tests, and physical therapy inside a beautiful, light-filled space. Conveniences like extended hours and free valet parking make your experience even better. When the healthcare ranked number one in the nation moves into your neighborhood, you don't have to go far for excellence. And at Rush, excellence is just the beginning. To schedule an appointment at Rush Oakbrook or learn more, visit rush.edu/oakbrook. That's rush.edu/oakbrook.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done?
John Lennon's Happy Christmas / War is Over Wilco closed with this the night that I saw them on Thursday at the Chicago Theater this past week.
Very cool, man.
Gorgeous.
Have I ever told you that I went to high school with Glenn Cochee and we were marching band together at Lake Park?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, we were buds, man.
Maybe you told me that a long time ago. That's the drummer from Wilco. Yeah. One of the greatest, most inventive drummers in rock and roll today.
Yep. He's like top 50 Rolling Stone, and he was just a marching band geek like the rest of us, man.
So was he drumming?
Yeah, he was drumming. He was like top snare drummer. Like, he was outstanding, as you would suspect.
And you were clarinet.
I played clarinet, bass clarinet, because I was a guy, and so the guy had to play the bass clarinet. But yeah, Glenn was the best drummer at Lake Park High School, snare drum.
Bass clarinet is a cool sounding instrument.
You're damn right it is. How about the contra bass clarinet? I mean, that's next level stuff right there. Contra is even bigger.
I don't know if I've ever been near a contra bass clarinet.
Yeah, it is like. I'd say about, you know, not twice as big as the bass, but bigger than the bass.
That's the thing. My friend Eddie Enright, who plays with Tributosaurus, has played everything from a flute to an alto to a tenor to a baritone to a bass saxophone.
Oh, yeah.
I love Tributo. And the bass saxophone, man, is a beast. It is enormous. It is taller than him, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know if I've ever seen the bass. I've seen the baritone, and I thought the baritone was the deepest, but there is a bass saxophone.
There is a bass saxophone.
I think we just taught each other something. Well, wow, that's amazing.
I think we became a team today.
Yeah, we did.
Dave is in Plainfield on 670 The Score. Hello, Dave. What's up?
Hello there, guys. I had Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, whatever else you got.
Whatever the hell else.
Yeah, well, couple of things. You guys stole my thunder on the relief pitching, but the two guys I'd like to see them get would be a guy that he's from Naperville too, Colin McHugh. He's a reliever. He was with Houston last year.
Sure, sure.
And Will Harris. Those are two guys. I really think those are guys would set your bullpen perfectly because they're still short in there, and they got some young, you know, relievers that are down in the minors, but are still kind of hurt and everything. You know, Ian Hamilton went through that awful thing last year, got hit in the face, and had about six surgeries on his face. And Zach Birdie is coming up soon. So I think by July, those guys should, or June, I should say, after, you know, a month or two in the minors should be better.
Hey, Dave. I think, and Colin McHugh could also start for you to pinch. Thank you for the call. I loved him in Reservoir Dogs.
Mr. Pink. Mr. Pink?
You can't be Mr. Black. Mr. Black is another guy on another job. You're Mr. Pink.
Mr. Pink.
Shut up.
I'll have a Maury Amsterdam, damn it.
I just Googled Reservoir Dogs cast so I could figure out who we're talking about, and it was Lawrence Tierney.
Yes.
Was that guy?
Yes.
Legendary Hollywood tough guy on screen and off.
He was the best.
Cast by Tarantino.
He assigned all the bad guys
Dave,
in Reservoir Dogs.
Thank you for calling, and I would still like to be Mr. Black if you could arrange that. Steve Stone was on a podcast last night, White Sox Talk, with Chuck Garfine. I'm not sure if Ryan McGuffey was there or not, but it was Garfine and Stoney talking about this Edwin Encarnacion signing. I wanted to bring you a little bit of this just for context on how excited Stoney is and some others are about the potential for this White Sox lineup. Again, last year in the American League, 13th in home runs, 13th out of 15 in slugging, 12th out of 15 in OPS. And yet Stoney is really looking forward to this year.
Take a look at this offense, which is going to be the envy of a whole lot of people around baseball. And Chuck, the one thing that I can associate with, because I played on the Southside Hitmen, that was 1977. That team was loaded with offense top to bottom. They couldn't field the ball, but boy, they could really hit. I think when you look at the available offensive weapons for Ricky Renteria, you'll see that this might be the best offensive team the Sox have ever had.
Really? Ever had?
Well, I'm looking at some of these hitters and the way the lineup is going to be. Let's say you have a left-hand pitcher, and you've got Eloy in left field, and somewhere along the line you're going to have Robert in center field. I don't know exactly when that is. And as far as right field is concerned, at least at this point, maybe Leury against a left-hand starter. And then you've got Moncada, you've got Anderson. You have whoever at second base. Eventually, it will be Madrigal with Abreu, and you have either Encarnacion as a DH. You have Grandal either as a hitter or a DH. You have McCann somewhere in there. And when you look at it, I mean, that's a frightening offense. They're going to scare some pitchers around the American League. And I think I've been saying all winter that this is going to be a very exciting White Sox team. Kenny Williams assemble the pieces, you'd have to believe that this is going to be one of the most exciting White Sox teams in the history of this franchise.
How about that? One of the most exciting White Sox teams in the history of the franchise.
I'm not going that far.
Well, he's excited. I understand. I get it, because the offense is where they needed to improve, and they have. And let me say, we've seen this a few different times. People saying, get ready for some big-time regression for Lucas Giolito. I don't believe that at all.
That's too easy to say.
So easy to say.
Yeah.
And if you were paying attention, I learned more. I've said this before. I learned more about this game and pitching in terms of right now, the way things stand, by watching Giolito than just about any pitcher's season I can think of. In recent memory, Arrieta. I felt like as I watched Arrieta and dissected the reasons that he got better, it all made sense, and I learned a lot. But here, watching Giolito, the multifaceted way in which he attacked his career as the CEO of his own little pitching company, and he started with open-mindedness. Had a chance to ask him what was the most important thing. The most important change was mentally thinking, okay, I don't have the answers. And then he did like six or seven different things, and they all came together. And I don't think he is going to regress like people do.
Yeah, and then to the point of Stone saying that this could be the White Sox best lineup or offense ever, I can't help but going back to the 90s, the Robin Ventura and Frank Thomas and Bo Jackson and Tim and Ozzie Guillen, for crying out loud. Like, some of those 90s White Sox teams were a thumping. So I'm not ready to say, put that platitude on the White Sox offense for this
year.
Business.
Thank you to the callers, the texters on this conversation. This texter says, by the way, that caller, he sounded like a bass saxophone, David Plainfield. It was the caller version of a bass saxophone.
That's awesome.
That's from Grid, from Gridiron Assassin.
I like that somebody also texted in and said, Speaks, I repair woodwinds. I've worked on bass saxes, contrabass clarinets, and contrabass flutes.
Did you mention contrabass flutes? No.
I didn't realize there was any form of bass when it comes to flute, because there's the piccolo, which is the higher version of the flute.
And
but
the lower it sounds, the bigger the instrument needs to be.
Yeah,
if you know what I mean.
I
think you do.
I only know two flutes and a Bandcamp story. That's it.
670, the score is where you are. Is it the end for one of the worst contracts in Chicago sports as it stands, but really one of the great veteran tough guy players as well? And his contract, it's not his fault, but is it the end of his tenure? We'll talk about that next on 670 The Score.
Get ready for game day with Dunkin' Bears Friday on The Score. It's Bears talk all day, starting at 5 a.m. Listen in as your favorite Score shows, along with our team of Bears experts, break down the upcoming game. If you're a Bears fan, do not miss Dunkin' Bears Fridays. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Brought to you by Dunkin'. Chicago runs on Dunkin'. Get employee pricing all month long at Webb Chevy, or get 0% financing for 72 months on new Chevy models. But hurry, this ends January 2nd at Webb Chevy in Oak Lawn and Plainfield. See dealer for details. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois is inspired by the everyday heroics of our local teams, neighbors, and families. We take you back to the heroics of Hall of Famer Mike Ditka. Chicago's number one pick in 1961, won Rookie of the Year, went to 5 straight Pro Bowls, and changed the game for tight ends. But also remembered for his fiery sideline demeanor, leading Chicago to a championship in 1985 as head coach. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois, your biggest hometown fan, standing with you through it all.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with Hero.Loan. The holidays truly are a magical time of the year, but unfortunately for so many of our service members, they have to spend that time away from their families. We understand the sacrifices that our military makes, and that's why we created the Hero Loan. Mortgage interest rates are near their all-time lows, and we're currently locking 30-year fixes in the low threes. Find out how much money you can save with our 5-minute loan approval, only available at Hero.Loan. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Homeowners, there's never been a better time to permanently fix your low water pressure, discolored water, or pipe leaks by repiping your home today. Repipe specialists have been repiping homes for over 25 years. With 40,000 home repipes completed, they stand behind their work. They have perfected the most efficient process for customer convenience, repiping an entire home in just 1 to 2 days, patching your walls, and providing a lifetime guarantee. Repipe Specialists only uses high-quality PEX or USA Grade L copper pipe. And for a limited time, get 20% off and 0% interest. Repipe Specialists, the no-hassle, value-priced, all-inclusive repipe. Call today for your free in-home estimate tailored for your home at 800-231-8862. That's 800-231-8862. 800-231-8862.
It's Sam, the general manager at St. Charles Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, the home of the real deal, Sam. How'd last month's amazing employee pricing deal go?
I'm super glad you asked, Shep. Our customers love the savings so much that we're doing it again. We're calling it Employee Pricing Plus and the Big Finish event. Going on right now, every 2019 and 2020 vehicle in stock is available at Employee Pricing Plus additional rebates.
Wow, that